What if every memory that you had about your life was fabricated? No, don't worry, we're not switching into sci-fi mode here, but really, think about this. What if every memory you had about your life was fabricated, made up? On today's Quest for Clarity, we're going to talk a little bit about the past. Now, I know that I am always and very genuinely trying to get people to turn and look forward and not live their lives looking in the rearview mirror and not live their lives worried about what people in their past thought or feeling those voices, hearing those voices of the past in their head as they try and move forward. And I absolutely am about that. And I absolutely still encourage you to do that. But I also recognize that the past can be a bit of an anchor, can't it? It can be a bit of an anchor. So I want to talk about that a little bit today because I think it's really important. Because I recognize that there are times, there are days, there are seasons, there are occasions in our lives when we do need to look back or when we are forced to look back. Maybe it's something fun, like a reunion of some kind, or maybe it's something not so fun, like a funeral or a celebration of life. And sometimes on those occasions, we do look back and we look back at the people that surrounded us and we look back at the people that we were. And that's the part I want to focus on today. We look back at the people we were. And I really, really want you to hear that because I recognize that so many people and so many clients that come to me, they look back at the past and they don't like who they were and they don't like the person that they were. And in their mind, they're still that person. And I really want you to know, and I really want you to hear this today, that are you part of that? Is that part of you, that past, that person? Of course it is, because we are who we are because of all the events in our life and the history and the things that have happened to us and the things that have happened for us and the things that have happened because of us. And those kind of culminating experiences are who we are today. But it's not all we are today, is it? Let me present it to you like this. I remember a zillion years ago when I was pregnant, and I remember going to my family doctor at the time, who was a lovely guy. I really enjoyed him, and he, in his years of practicing as being a general practitioner, had delivered a number of babies. And so he really genuinely enjoyed it. And he really genuinely loved, there was pictures of babies all over the walls and there were mothers and fathers and families and smiling. And it really was a lovely space. So I remember having this conversation with him about parenting and about kind of his experiences, if you will, of all of these years of babies. Yeah. And he said to me, you know, he said, I think the part that people forget is that there's magic involved. And I said, what do you mean by that? And in my head, I'm thinking parenting, right? I'm thinking, yeah, okay, I can see that. There has to be magic if you make it through this very difficult job. But he was talking about the actual notion of pregnancy, because so many people go into it thinking of it, well, we all know the mechanics of how it works, and that's it. That there's sperm and there's an egg, and they come together and there's a baby. But he said, that isn't really what happens, because there's lots of people who have all of the right mechanisms and all of the right component parts, but it doesn't come together, does it? It doesn't happen, does it? Because, and he, in his words, he said, there is magic in it as well. There are mechanics, and then there is the magic. And so what I'm saying to you is that we are greater than the sum of our parts. And what that means is that you also today, right now, as you're sitting and listening to me, as you're sitting at work, you're in your kitchen making dinner, you're having lunch in your office, whatever it is that you're doing today, today you are greater than the sum of your parts, the sum of your past. Because there is magic in you as well. There is, and you can call it what you want, there is essence, there is energy, there is soul, there is joie de vivre, whatever the word is that you used, you are more than you have been. And you are more than what you have done. And that is really powerful, because I think we get bogged down, don't we? We get a bit bogged down. We look back at, especially as we get older, gosh, I know this happens to me, right? You look back as your kids grow up, or your parents age, or your siblings are aging as well. People that you know and love are maybe unwell. And so we have a tendency to reflect. It's just who we are. It's what we do. And we have a tendency to, you know what I'm going to say next, to compare, right? We look at other people's lives and we say, gosh, am I there? Do I do that? Am I that kind of a person? Am I a good person, bad person? We have this tendency to judge and compare. And I'm not going to try and tell you to not do that, because it just seems to be so wired. I would ask you to not judge yourself harshly or them harshly. Be happy for people. Be happy for yourself. But as we reflect more on our lives, we look back and we think to ourselves very often, maybe, hopefully not, we look back and we say, gosh, I don't like who I was. I don't like what I did. I don't like that I didn't do something, or that I did do something. And we're so quick. We're so quick to look backward and to decide that we weren't good people, to decide that we didn't do the right thing, to find those moments of choice where we don't really approve of the choice that we made at the time. Maybe you're not like that. Maybe you are a very blessed person and you look back and all you see is the good stuff. And if you do, I think that is wonderful, and oh my gosh, keep doing it. But I think that even if it's only occasionally, we look back and we judge that person who we were, and we judge them very harshly. So what I would say to you, and I'll present this to you hopefully in a way that speaks to you, but I've always tried to teach myself, and I've always taught my son, and I've always, I guess, preached this mantra that everybody's got a story, right? And you just don't know. So sometimes when that person honks at you in traffic, or when that person yells at you out the window, or that person doesn't seem to smile and isn't happy when they hand you your coffee in the morning, or whatever it is that they do, or your coworker is snarky to you as they walk by your office, well, you really don't know what's going on, do you? You really don't know what's going on in their life. You're surprised by the tone, you're surprised by their actions, you're surprised by their mood. You don't really like it, but it's probably not about you. It's probably definitely not about you. Something is going on in their life, and you don't know their story. Do you agree? Yeah. So it's a great philosophy. It's a great way of looking at people, because you just don't know. They walked out the door and they had a fight with their spouse on the way to work, and they're upset. Now, does that justify them being unkind or rude? No, it certainly doesn't. But it explains it, and it helps you go, okay, no worries. Tomorrow will be better. Or it helps you say, hey, is everything okay? And that's also a good thing. So where am I going with this? Well, isn't it interesting that you can have that kind of compassion and that kind of charity when you look at other people and you can say, gosh, I bet they're having a bad day. But when you look backward, when you look at your own life in the mirror, or when you're sitting and you're reflecting and you're feeling nostalgic, and you look backward, and you find things that you don't like. Well, there was a story, wasn't there? There was a story of why you did that at that time, or there was a story of why you felt that way at the time, or there was an argument on that day that you don't remember now. But as you look back and you think, oh, why did I do that? Or, oh, why was I like that? Or, oh, how come I behaved that way? Well, I would like you to remember that there is a fuller story. There is more of a story. And I'm not suggesting to you that you look back at your life and you were not charitable, or you were unkind or judgmental or cruel or harsh or whatever, and that you excuse your behavior. But what I am asking you is, if you look back, because now, today, in this moment, you feel as though you are more, you feel as though you have grown, you feel as though you have moved forward in your life, well, oh my gosh, good for you. Why would you look backward? Why would you look backward and see the bad things and judge that person back there? Come on into the present and think about all of the good things that you have done. Think of all the good things. I was going to say you are doing, right? You are doing the growth that you're finding, the compassion that you're seeking, the personal development that you're pursuing. Find those things, because, oh man, it's too easy to focus on the bad stuff. It really is. But I am absolutely, without any question at all, I am willing to bet that you have many good things in your past that you could focus on. So because you have the power to be able to focus on whatever you choose, how about you choose to focus on the good things? Now, you don't gloss, well, you don't. If you recognize as you look back the things that you don't like and that needed to change, well, how about you say, you know what? I'm working on those things. Or, you know what? I've changed those things. Or, you know what? I'm a better person now. So if you're doing it for that purpose, well, that's great, because you're focusing on the positive. You're focusing on the growth and the change. But if you're looking back and saying, why did I do that? I want to be a better person. If that's the first thing that comes into your mind, then go and be a better person. Recognize the ways in which you are a better person. You have become a better person. Simply, hear this, simply by looking backward and recognizing that, yeah, I didn't really love the way I was. I didn't really love that behavior. I didn't really love that action. Demonstrates to me that you've grown. You've changed. Because if you were the same person, you would see it the same way. And you go, oh yeah, that's normal. That's the way I am. That's what I do. But you're not. So instead of dwelling back there in who you think you used to be, how about we remember the magic? You remember the magic that makes you more than the sum of your experiences. It makes you more than all that you have done or those things that you didn't love that you did. You are more than that because you recognize that you are. And now your challenge, your task, your goal, we'll call it, is to, well, first of all, to, if you're living back there, if you're living in the past, it's for you to, step forward and focus on what you're doing, who you are, and how you're doing now. Not back there. Because my challenge to you is, if you have a tendency to look backward and you have a tendency to criticize and you have a tendency to judge and you have a tendency to, more than that, if you have a tendency to maybe lament, right? Oh, I wish. Oh, I could have. Oh, I should have. How about, as an exercise, take 15 minutes and write a list. Write a list of all of the good things that you can remember about your past. all of the great things that you can remember about your past. I don't care if there are tiny little things. I remember that time I went out of my way and, right? All of those little things, because that's what you should spend your time thinking about. That's what you should spend your time dwelling on. If you want to dwell on the past, dwell on the really cool things that you did. Dwell on the really positive things that you did, because that will help you be clear about the person you want to be more of. Does that make sense? So make a list. Make a list of all of the cool things you've done. And I don't care if the only thing that you feel like is on that list is, you know what, I've got great kids. Excellent. You know what, I've got a husband who loves me, a wife who loves me. Excellent. I really had a great time at school. I really, that's a bad one because so many people didn't, but focus on something that makes you feel good about you. Doesn't matter. It's one good thing, right? I was a great artist when I was a kid. Doesn't matter. Focus on one good thing if that's all there is in your past. Okay? That is my challenge to you. As you quest for clarity, find the good stuff and build on it as you move forward, and leave the rest back there, because you are not that person anymore. You are where you are, right? You are where you are. Move forward from there. My name is Jan Bailey, and as always, I just really love to have these conversations with you and to share perspectives and ideas that hopefully resonate with you and give you something to think about and give you some help as you shift and as you quest for clarity. If you'd like to know a little bit more about me, please check out theclaritycoach.ca, and it would be really great if you would subscribe, because I would like to see you again next time. And if you have some comments, please share them. Absolutely give us a rate and share some of these podcasts if you found something today that made you go, I would really appreciate it if you'd share that. Remember, please remember that clarity is a process. It is a practice. It's not a lightning bolt. It is, in fact, a practice. So be open, be mindful, and be you on your quest for clarity.